honestly, I was in that place in my life where a cult sounds like just what I needed.
Dickie, it's your mother. No, you never call me. I mean, I wonder, is your finger broken?
Just don't tell my mother.
It's your mother.
Mother.
No, you never call me.
Just don't tell my mother.
Where the hell are you? You are never home.
Hello, my family. I'm Nikki Levy, and welcome to Don't Tell My Mother. Don't Tell My Mother is a brand new podcast where your favorite humans from movies, TV, music, sports, comedy, tell a true story they'd never want their moms to know. And sometimes their mothers even join in for the fun. Now, we may be new in the podcast space, but Don't Tell My Mother has been a big live event for almost a decade, where the funniest people like Tracy Ellis Ross, Kate McKinnon, Ali Wong, Lance Bass, tell a true story they'd never want their moms to know in front of thousands of people. But it's 2021. You guys don't have to come to us. We are going to bring the awkwardness to you. Look, we've all got moms, right? And I like to say our moms know how to push our buttons because they're the ones who installed them. Join us every Tuesday because right here is where we put the fun in dysfunctional. You with me? This is our first episode, guys, and I'm really excited. I couldn't ask for a better way to pop our podcast cherry than with the brilliant actress and my wonderfully hilarious and talented friend, Emily Hampshire. Now, you guys may know Emily as the star of Syfy's 12 Monkeys. She's coming out in the epic show Chapel Wait with Adrian Brody. But I have a feeling you might also know her as Stevie Budd from the Golden Globe winning, Emmy sweeping, groundbreaking hit comedy Schitt's Creek. Emily is telling a hilarious story her mother definitely doesn't know. And then she's bringing a special guest to the party. Strap it in, guys. This is one sexy ride. Here's Emily Hampshire.
Just don't tell my mother.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, Nikki.
Emily! Are you excited?
Yeah, very.
You nervous?
Not nervous at all.
What are you drinking?
That's why I said I'm not nervous at all. This is a Moscow
Mule. Are you
Mule.
Kidding me?
It's 3 o'clock here.
Oh, right. So, you're in Canada. Yeah. I want a Moscow Mule. Okay. Now, let me just set the scene here for all of our listeners. So I am in my wife's closet here in Los Angeles, but it might as well look like Stevie's closet because I am 100% surrounded by flannels. So much lesbian plaid. Where are you right now? Like, describe your surroundings, like, immediately, and then, you know, give us
a
scene.
I'm surrounded by, I made myself a nest of pillows because your producer said, for sound reasons, to if whatever you can do to buffer the sound. So literally,
yes,
it's a little nest. And I made said nest because I am in a giant walk-in closet that I don't own in Halifax shooting this new series I'm doing. And that's the only reason why I have a walk-in closet, which is funny. I actually used to sleep in the closet when my family home moved to we moved to a bigger house.
Yeah.
And I just slept in the closet for months and months because I'm a denning animal.
I love small, my dream is to own
a tiny house.
A tiny house.
Oh my God. I'm obsessed with tiny houses. I feel safe.
I feel safe right now just with you here, actually.
Yeah.
So Schitt's Creek, which everybody knows you from, won the entire comedy category at the Emmys, all 7 Emmys. And now I think is literally the number one comedy in America. Did you anticipate this level of success and notoriety when you signed on, 5 years ago?
Oh, God, no. I mean, I think to answer your question, we hoped it would be a big thing, but never in a million years did I think any of us imagine an Emmy sweep and number one show in America. I mean, that never even crossed my mind. I think we were all happy to be working and working with, like, legends.
My favorite things in the world to talk about are stories and mothers. Do you have a mom or, you know, someone who's been a maternal figure in your life who's been with you through all kinds of shit?
Yeah, I mean, I consider myself very lucky that I, my agent, who is still my agent to this day, my first agent ever from when I was 12 till now, Danny DeLeo, she has definitely been that person for me.
How did you and Danny meet?
I was with this kids agency and the agency was in this house and because I left home pretty young and I was living in there, like one
wait,
does.
You were living
in my agent's basement. Yeah.
Living with you. So she really is. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And so when she took over the agency, I came with the house. I came with the building.
You came? So it's almost like refrigerator, washer, dryer,
yes,
Emily?
Yes, Emily.
Got it.
Yeah. But I was her first client, first booking. And
what?
We've been together ever since.
Stop it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what I love about like mom figures, it doesn't have to be biological. I love the way when people know us for so long, like it sounds like Danny knows you since you were a teenager, like before a teenager. Like there's some way that we get around those people that just, it's so quick, we get young again. You know what I mean? No matter how old we are, we get different.
Interesting. I wonder how I am with Danny. I want to know if she would think I'm different with her. She probably thinks I should be different with other people than I am with her, but...
Can we get her on the phone?
What? Oh, that's okay. You're not calling my mother, which is... I geo-blocked my mother from this whole thing. Like, I know it's called Don't Tell Your Mother, and most people think that's like a lark, and we're all gonna... Your mom's gonna see it and laugh. My mom will never see it. I figured out a way to geo-block her, so...
All right, I think we should get Danny on the phone for this story. I'll hear it, she'll hear it. You know, you'll be mortified in front of both of us. It'll be fun.
Oh my God, I'm so not prepared. I'm sorry. Where the fuck are those animals?
This is my agent, Danny.
Well, Danny, I've heard really good things about you. You know,
so
I love
sweet.
Emily, and obviously yes. Emily loves you, and it sounds like you put up with her. So,
well, she also puts up with me, though.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a,
Nikki was asking before, she's like, would you say that I'm different with you than other people, or like, am I?
Yes.
Well,
how is she different?
Well, different with me... She's actually the same with everybody. She's Emily. She is true to who she is. It's not an act of who she is. But I say different, she's just with me. She, you know what I mean? We're close. She tells me things.
Oh, well, I just tell you everything.
The honesty is different.
Yes,
honesty is different. Yeah.
Personally, when I'm honest with people, it's because I know they're not going to judge me, but I trust them enough that I know they're also not going to sugarcoat shit with me.
Exactly.
That's who I'm really honest with.
I never judge. And I'm going to be honest, there's lots of things that we could judge on. Tons of things that she could be judged on.
Speaking of judging, Emily is going to tell a story that I don't know. Danny doesn't know. All I know is it involves a Canadian massage and maybe an orgasm. Emily, tell us everything.
Okay, this story, though, first of all, I need to preface it with, it kind of hinges on the fact that I was insanely, perhaps pathologically horny, okay? So I want to quickly, though, give you the relationship backstory that created that monster just to, like, disclaimer myself.
Okay.
Okay, so from the time I was 17 till I was 27, I was in a relationship with a much older man than me. So we were together for 10 years, but like near the end of that relationship, I was starting to feel like I'd never done that thing, you know, where you like you go to bars and meet someone. I told him this, and he was like, why don't we try an open relationship?
Wow.
Yes, this is a cautionary tale for that as well. So that night, I went online to this dating site, which actually I knew about because, Danny, you were on nerve.com at the time. And so I went online and I wrote my profile. And I explained that I was in a relationship. I said what my relationship status was. I was very honest and that I was looking for somebody like just 5 miles within my place. The next morning, I kid you not, I wake up to a wink. And because that was the, that's the like currency in those days on those sites. Like instead of a thumbs up or a heart like, you get a wink. Right.
So, like on Facebook when you threw a cow or something.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yes.
Early days. And I got this wink from this guy whose handle or profile name was David Brent. And now, do you know David Brent?
The Office.
Yes. Right? Okay. So you would have been someone I would have responded to. Because in those days, if David Brent was Ricky Gervais's character from the English Office, the UK version. And at that time in Canada, if you knew about that, you were cool. So I thought, oh, this guy must be cool. We start chatting. Turns out he's from England, living in Boston. Neither of those locations are remotely within a 5 mile radius of me. But after 2 weeks of talking, he basically flew to Toronto. It was love at first sight. We don't leave the bedroom for like 3 days. I come out of it with a UTI. He flies back to Boston. And I break up with my then boyfriend because I wanted to keep it, you know, honest. And a few months later, David Brent, let's call him, asked me to marry him. And my answer is yes. Yes.
After 3 months?
Yeah, like a couple. Yep. And you would think, though, that like a marriage between two people who only ever spent weekends together and like over the course of months, not years, months, that would be a mistake. It wasn't. It was actually a great marriage.
Wow.
Yeah. And like one of the things.
I was one of her bridesmaids.
You were?
She was. Yep. And it's honestly one of the things I'm most proud of today that like me and my ex-husband were still friends. In fact, we are such good friends that I asked permission to talk about this and he gave me permission for me to tell people that I was married to the most amazing guy for 8 loving / sexless years. So,
wait a minute. Sexless years.
Yes. Me and my ex-husband loved each other in every way. And like, he's in every way except that.
And that's a big way.
It is a big way. And you realize it like permeates everything else. It's this little seed that you put, oh, I can put it over here and just like brush it aside, but it grows and then it grows roots into things. And
can I ask you, what did you learn growing up, like about like sex or like your body, like what things are called?
Children should be seen and not heard.
That's it.
Yes. The reason why Danny is here and my mother has been geo-blocked is that, like, to this day, I cannot say the word bra in front of my mother, let alone talk about sex anything.
Really?
Like, no.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Anyways, it was a very Protestant upbringing, except with a, like, side of Catholic for the guilt.
Yeah.
And where it's that thing of, like, I was brought up that asking is rude. I mean, you wait until you are offered.
And sometimes even when it's offered, it's rude to accept. So you don't, you know what I mean? There's even that part of it too.
That's
so crazy. True. Yeah.
There's just a shame in needing. There's a shame in even wanting.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. That's what I take from that.
Wow. I could have saved so much money in therapy to learn about the shame in needing anything that you just said. That was my
so much therapy and Al-Anon. Now I see these things sometimes, you know?
Yeah. To have any kind of need is terrible.
It's embarrassing almost. I shouldn't. I should have it all. And you know what I mean? I should all be good and I don't need anything, or that just puts me in too vulnerable a position.
Yes.
I get you.
But I was doing the proper and polite thing by keeping my ravenous sexual appetite quiet.
Oh, wow. The fun days. I remember
the
those.
Fun days. Well, yeah. Danny, during this time, I get a movie that's shooting in Vancouver. So I was in Vancouver staying at the very fancy Sutton Place Hotel, which people in the industry, we call it the Slutton Place. Even though Yeah, I have never gotten any action there beyond what I'm about to tell you. Well, but what I mean, I still am not even sure this counts as action, but oh, something I just remembered. You are to blame for this story, Danny, because as a start gift, which is a start of production gift that people give their clients.
Yes.
Danny got me a deep tissue massage at the fancy hotel I was staying
at. Wow, what a horrible agent. Getting a massage before she starts working. Jeez, who knew?
And okay, so I go to the massage and my masseuse is like, he's short. He's not fat. He like, think a younger, healthier looking Gollum, like with smaller eyes though.
Got it. Okay.
I'm like less than 10 minutes into my 90-minute deep tissue massage. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was like, at that point, the best massage I have ever had.
Oh, I've had this.
In hindsight, I'm not sure if Gollum was that good or if I was just so touch deprived that like anyone's touch would be like Midas on my naked body. But anyways, so he does the whole like, how's the pressure? And I'm like, drool emoji face. Like, oh my God, this is the best massage I've ever had in my life. Oh my God, I think I'm in love with you.
Yes.
And he responds with something that sounds like, I've been doing this for 18 years and I've never been so nervous.
He said that to you?
Well, okay, my head's in the cradle. So I'm hoping I heard wrong. But I don't want to ask, like, did you really say that? In fact, like, if he actually did say that, because then I'd have to deal with whatever that means.
Repercussions of that, right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to go there now, because, like, right now, he's doing my legs, and he's going just right over, you know where the Barbie leg meets the Barbie body?
Oh, my God, right there? Yes.
Okay, so, and the possibility that he could move like an inch.
Like, is it that moment where you're wondering if he's going to touch the Barbie mound?
Yes.
Like, will you, will you not?
Okay. It's the will you not? That's the thing that.
Yep. Oh my God. Oh shit.
Okay. So, you know, this, you'll never forget this story, your next massage. Yes. Right. And it's very psychological. So, okay. So and then he's like sitting behind me and he has my head in his hand and he's like winding things down and he's telling me to let go and like give him all my weight. And first of all, that's very hard to do when somebody wants you to give your head weight. It's really hard to just really give it. But the minute I let him actually hold my head, wait for it. It's you can't make this shit up. He blows in my ear.
What?
And he blows in my ear, Nikki, and it's not hot. It's weird. But it's not hot because it's weird.
Yeah.
Is weirdly hot.
Weird could be hot.
Yeah.
Yes. And then he's like Zen whispers, that's the end of our time together. How do you feel? And so I'm holding the towel over my eyes very firmly in place because outside of the towel, on the outside is Gollum, but on the inside, with my eyes closed, is like a super hot tantric sex goddess yoni massage porn that I'd seen. Maybe that's a search term. Anyways, and so sounding like I'm like on heroin, I say, "Oh my God, thank you. I want to marry you. What did you do to me?" And
wait, did you actually say, "I want to marry you"?
I actually said that. I said, "What did you do to me?" Because he responded to all my rhetorical questions. He responded as if it was a real question. And he says, "Well, I started out with the standard deep tissue technique, but moved increasingly towards a lomi-lomi style since..." There is a subtext of a winky face when he says this. You were very responsive. So I just went with my intuition.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, Lumi, Lumi, what? And so Gollum guy explains that he apprenticed with a shaman, tantric in Mongolia.
Of course he did.
And he actually does an epic 8-hour version of the Lomi Lomi, all in the same day, that is called the Mongolian experience. Of course, I'm like, 8 hours. Will it change my life? So Gollum says, like, with the right surroundings, including sound, vibration, it'll take you to another level. And then he gives me his card and he says to email him with questions or dreams. He literally emailed me with questions or dreams. And I hope I can treat you again. And he says the word treat with finger quotes. So I obviously email him.
Wait, you emailed him?
Yes! Yes!
Wait, let me ask you this. What actually pushed you to email him? Like, what were you hoping to get from this guy?
Oh, honestly, really? I was in that place in my life where a cult sounds like just what I needed.
Oh, like, don't even. We can't watch Scientology things together.
Oh, yeah. Danny got really upset with me because I was like, well, this could, you know.
Yeah.
But so I now get why people, like, there's certain times when you just want to change everything in your life so bad because you've gone so far in one way and you can't imagine it changing without either, like, your whole life being set fire to.
Yes.
Or I would, at that point in my life, I remember having dreams that everything of mine burnt down. And oh, I was like, at first upset, but then I was like relieved. Because also I was in, like, there was so many secrets and like, it's just, when you're hiding one thing, you're hiding everything.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I email him and I'm like, so what exactly happens during the Mongolian experience? Like, what do you do for 8 hours? Okay, and now Nikki and yes. Danny, I'm going to read you the emails verbatim, okay? His response. So the first 2 hours is deep tissue massage to remove layers of tension. Then you get up, have a liter of water, and exfoliate with sea salt while showering. The second 2 hours is focused on emotional release work that was mapped out in the first 2 hours of deep tissue. Mm-hmm. Once again, you have a liter of water and exfoliate with sea salt while showering. Third 2 hours is the shamanic energy work, which is focused on rebalancing your energy body. Then again, another liter of water.
Wow.
Sea salt, exfoliation while showering. And then the last stage, and this is in brackets, where you are more open and people can't see this. I'm making finger quotes that are in here. I'm not adding anything to this. Open physically, emotionally, mentally, and energetically. We work on getting you grounded and then lots of, wait for it, nurturing, again in finger quotes, to finish up. So obviously I want to know what he means by nurturing, because he put it in quotes. But I tell him that I'm mostly concerned about all the water.
Yeah, because, it's like, does this come with a catheter? That's a lot.
Yeah, yes, that's a lot of water.
I can't even drink a glass of water, let alone, that's a lot of water.
Yeah.
So, but like also, like, what does energy tantra and emotional release work do exactly? Can it make me lose weight, quit smoking, stop eating cake? And like, how much does it cost? And Gollum's like, it's $800. And I'm like, sold. So anyways, I decide that New Year's is the best time to do this because that's when all the like New You magazine headlines come out and I'll have to fly back to Vancouver. But I'm keeping this a secret from my then husband because he would think it's weird.
Right.
And obviously, you know, I'll do anything Gollum tells me to do or like at this point, anything anyone tells me to do. So, okay. Now, Danny, this is the preparation. Before I could have the Mongolian experience, I have to give myself the master cleanser by starving myself. But Gollum is going to do it too, because he needs to be pure in order to change my life, obviously. I have to do salt water flush in the morning. Now, salt water flush is, this is where you down a liter of salt water, and then it does something chemically in your body where you shit your brains out, like mere minutes after. Yeah, after you're done the liter of salt water. Oh, it must be organic Himalayan sea salt. Then, this is the best, one day I'll show you these, Daddy. I must write down all the things I don't want in my life and then burn it. And I must write down all the things I want to manifest in my life, then bury it deep by a big tree close to your house. So I live in downtown LA. Good luck finding a big ass tree by your house. Okay. So I had to start taking sea salt baths every other night. Again, organic Himalayan sea salt, 3 to 4 cups. I had to do this, you know, Calm, the magnesium stuff where you scoop. He's like, with one scoop, and then increase a scoop every 3 days until my stools become soft. Then back off a scoop and continue with same scoop. I completely f***ed up that dosing because that was complicated. Stools were all over the place. I had to get, this is the best. I had to get off my antidepressants because I'm doing finger quotes again. Okay. Because this is a quote. The medication is only hiding who you are. ... An angel. I am an angel, bitches.
Okay? I am an angel when I'm on them. When I'm not, I'm a devil.
That's crazy. Did you go off them? Did you do that?
Yes, Danny, I do. Oh, every. Remember when we would go on a diet together and you would put half a Splenda in your coffee and I could not believe. I'm like, this is not. And you're like, it's half a Splenda. It's like 0.0 of a calorie. Yeah. Like, it's. You've ruined everything, Danny. You might as well have cake. So, okay, this is the big day. It's the big day. Okay, I've done everything I'm supposed to do. And then some. Like, I shaved my pussy because you never know. Anyways, it's super early in the morning and I'm sitting on the bed. And this is honestly the weirdest buildup because like everything I've done for this moment. And I'm sitting there and it's so weird. And, anyways, Gollum arrives and I'm trying to pretend everything's really chill and zen, right? And then until he comes over, I'm sitting on the bed, he comes over and he silently hugs me for way too long.
Just embraces you.
Just silently though, silently. And then he sits across from me and he tells me that we have to hold hands while we gaze into each other's eyes for an open-eyed meditation.
My God.
That is also way too long. And then once that is deemed over by him, he says, let us begin. Then, so he's like, let us begin. And what he begins with is he starts smudging the room. And at that time, that freaked me the fuck out. But I'm trying to be zen, okay? Because my life's going to change. So he goes to wash his hands and I go lie on the table like you do with a normal massage. And then he takes off his shirt because...
Whoa.
Mongolia.
Wow. Oh my God. So you're naked? Or are you someone who keeps their undies on for massages? I'm naked.
Do you think I am someone who keeps my undies on during a massage?
I would think nothing less but full nudity.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm, totally.
Also remember, shaved everything.
Shaved
okay?
It.
This will pay off. So basically the Mongolian experience is as crazy and exhausting as 8 hours of anything would be. But in addition to having to drink all the water, which I did, and when I did it, he just watched me like drink and drink. Like imagine someone just watching you drink a liter of water.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
But then I have to do the sea salt scrub, which would have been fine if I didn't just shave.
Oh, because you shaved, you didn't wash.
Yes.
Oh. And you listened and you scrubbed with salt?
Yes, did he scrub you or did you scrub?
Oh God, no, Danny. No, don't be crazy.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. What was I thinking? So you scrubbed, you went in the shower.
Yeah, yeah. My crush is on fire, like inflamed red. After all of this, I don't even want the tantric yoni massage that I was expecting for $800. Like, I don't even want that. It's burning.
Oh, and, my God. There's nothing worse than a burning crotch.
Oh, no, my God.
You got to put milk on that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, that's dairy. And we don't do that in Mongolia. Oh. So, anyways, during hour six, and if you, I don't know if you remember, but I do, that's the emotional chakra section or something.
Yeah, the third.
He puts his fingers on my sternum and starts shaking it, like shaking it like a magic wand.
So are you naked? Like, is he seeing everything?
He's got a sheet fanned out over, like, makeshift panties over. But, and this is down here. So I'm covered with the sheet. But where his hand is on my sternum, he starts shaking it. And I swear he made me come by shaking my fucking heart chakra. And the worst part of that is I know that he knows it.
Wait. You had an actual orgasm from him shaking your chest?
Yeah, or something that was the closest thing I thought to it at that point in my sexless life.
Wow.
Yes. So,
high five, babe.
Okay, we are on the last leg here of the Mongolian journey. And now, after this moment where Gollum, I can tell, feels really
confident.
Confident. Yes, Danny, confident.
Yes, confident.
So he's like skating around my severely inflamed bikini line. Like he's clearly trying to be seductive. Okay. Oh. But like, I just chest came, so I'm kind of done and I just want cake now, right? yes. So then as a climactic gesture, he tosses the sheet off me that was like mostly between, he like tosses it like honestly, so dramatically, like he's like a matador.
Like he's revealing a masterpiece.
Yes. And then he comes over and he does, you know, the old blow in the ear move. And you can't make this up. I swear on everything. He whispers in my ear, "I name you Oscar."
What?
And I'm sorry, what? And he replies, "Because you are now reborn and will win an Oscar."
Danny!
God.
Okay, you can't make this shit up.
Yay, I get to win the Oscars.
Honestly, guys, I swear, you know what? Like, it actually worked. Okay, I haven't won an Oscar yet.
Right.
But you won a whole lot of other things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. My entire life changed after that. I quit smoking. I went into treatment. I got divorced. Wow. I developed an expensive but entirely necessary massage addiction. I got Schitt's Creek. I started dating people closer to my age bracket, geographical location, gender. I started dating beautiful women with like drawers full of dildos and vibrators for me to pick from. And I was like, wait, I can ask for any dick I want. I don't have to just take the one I'm offered. And, I will leave you with my all-time favorite message from Gollum. This is circa 2007 or like whenever Lindsay Lohan was breaking news, okay? This is his email and it starts with, "Hi, Emmy." Wrong award ceremony, Gollum. "I hope all is well with you. I'm not sure if you can help me with this, but last night I had or was told in a vision that the 8-hour Mongolian massage can help Lindsay Lohan. In brackets, trust me, this came out of left field. I'm not sure if you have a contact through your agent, but if you could somehow pass on this message as I am to you, that would greatly be appreciated. Many blessings, Gollum." He didn't actually sign it Gollum, but there you go.
So, Emily, your life actually sounds like it really, really changed after this experience.
Yeah. And I don't know that it was the Mongolian. I actually think it was, I was at such rock bottom that once you're burying lists in trees downtown LA, you've got nowhere else to go but up.
Yeah.
So what I do think the science of this 8-hour Mongolian is, it's kind of like those things that break you down. Like after 8 hours of like, and you've done the master cleanser, so you haven't eaten for 10 days and you're doing all this water and stuff. And so you do feel like this raw, like newborn baby.
Did you cry?
Kind of thing.
Did you have those?
Yes, I cried. Stuff. There's all these like emotions that with stretching stuff and like to be honest, as much as I joke about Gollum and stuff, like he definitely knows what he was doing in terms of massaging and tantric-y, and well, not, I guess, like just emotional body work. Because it did feel like I was newborn and I could start fresh on things, which I didn't think. I did feel like so stuck. Well, like anything, I think a lot of friends of mine know this in a marriage and things where you've put in so much time already, you can't get out.
Yeah. Throw a couple of kids in there and then you really get yourself.
Exactly. And the idea of starting over again is just crazy.
Yeah.
And so you need something crazy to happen to help you do it, I think. And it, like my divorce happened, it wasn't at the time my choice to get divorced, but in retrospect, I'm so grateful he did go that route. And it was like all those kinds of things happened to me, even things I didn't want to happen that were good for me happened. Yeah.
And it was almost like you did, like you went out on a limb, you did something kind of crazy and you were like, I'm at the point where something needs to change. And it, and who knows, but it sounds like he actually helped you change it.
I wouldn't take it back. I'd pay, even knowing what I know now, I'd probably pay more for it. The experience, I mean, was hilarious and it was weird and all those things. But like, I do think I am somebody who likes a ritual. And as much as I laugh at all this stuff, it really did get me in a space of thinking I can change my entire life with magic and crystals.
And an orgasm. Like, and orgasm. You know, an orgasm does a lot. Let me tell you.
It does.
If I can't sleep, orgasm helps me.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it almost seems like you almost proved to yourself, look, I can make changes. I can go and fly and do something I want. I can shave my vagina and put salt all over that wound. You know, I can drink all this water that I didn't think I could. But
I never thought I could drink that much water.
Sometimes I think like, we actually need to do something crazy to realize, you know what? I have more power than I thought I did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think it set off things in motion, like just doing one thing on that list would even like going to therapy and stuff like change, like it all, one thing begot another. When I got Cosmopolis, I had been dropped by my agent. I didn't want to audition because I was scared I'd break out in hives going in the room. And Danny was like, put yourself on tape for this. You're just going to do it. And I put myself on tape and I got that. And then from that confidence, got something else. And like,
and then in turn, then you guys got Schitt's Creek, right?
Like
then
you sort of became Schitt's Creek. Like, yeah, it was after that. It was just, it was open season. It was great.
Danny, would you be like my life agent? You know, just like for everything, everything at all?
I do like just real people, and Danny is the realist.
I'm going to get you to send me Gollum's email.
Emily, I loved having you. This story was ridiculously fabulous. Danny, thank you for coming on as Emily's mom, agent, guru. I loved having both of you. You guys know what they say, right? If it's not one thing,
it's your mother!
Guys, we did it! Our first episode in the can, and I could not have asked for a better guest than Emily Hampshire and her amazing goddess, sister, mother, diva, agent, Danny DeLeo. I hope you liked what you heard. If so, subscribe. We are back every Tuesday with new episodes. We have amazing people coming up. Adam Rippon, Ms. Cracker, Margaret Cho. Follow us on Instagram. We're going to give you all the wonderful updates, behind the scenes footage, and news at Don't Tell My Mother. We love you. Mwah!
Don't Tell My Mother is created, hosted, and executive produced by Nikki Levy, my daughter. The show is executive produced by John Cryer. Oh my God, I love him. Lisa Joyner and Jody Zuckerman-Weiner at Discount Sushi. Our producer is Liza Gluckhoft, co-producer Andrew Congdon, recorded and engineered by Lauren Klein, theme song written and performed by Donovan Bullen, Joe McKenzie, voicemails by me, mixed and edited by Donovan Bullen, distributed by Acast. Now go call your mothers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.